Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us again this week is Austin Norton.
2 weeks in a row, Bryce.
Like three out of the last four.
Maybe. Man, that's probably it's probably going to be an S3, you know, in the future for us, but for the folks out there, we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, I would say you're going above and beyond in your radio show appearances lately, so that is good. This is the last radio show before we have hunting season.
Already?
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know if I'm ready. I do know a lot of people out there are, though. I hear people talking about it. I see people driving around, scouting for geese, scouting for doves, just all sorts of things, getting ready to take off here in September.
That 55-degree weather you woke up to yesterday morning didn't get you excited for fall?
It did. I saw my breath, so I was kind of like, yep, fall's here. We'll have a few hot days still, but I think for the majority of the rest of this year, it's going to just kind of start tapering off and getting cooler.
Yeah, I was watching the news yesterday morning, and it says that maybe next week we're supposed to be back up to the high 80s. Well, that's going to feel extra hot after having a few days in these lower 70s and mid-60s. It has felt pretty good the last few days.
No kidding. I'm going to hold off on planting some of my fall grass until after those warm temperatures go through.
That sounds like a pretty good plan. Area fishing hasn't been a ton going on around here. Is there anything new or exciting going on up in the Webster country?
A little bit's going on. It sounds like Bitter Lake is picking up a little bit as far as the walleye fishing goes. A lot of guys are putting on that Casillas grade on the northwest side of the lake. I think there was about 20 boats there yesterday when we were there, so a little more action, but still, you know, still pretty slow overall. Waw Bay's actually been seeing a pickup in anglers trying it there as well, catching some white bass, catching some walleye, and some nice perch every once in a while, so quite the mixed bag there. Also, Enemy Swim, bluegill bite's been still pretty strong. Guys are fishing in Shepherd's Bay and Church Bay. And having some luck, so there's definitely some opportunity out there, some places to go and try if you want to get out a couple more times before it's time to put the boat away. But I think we got to wait just a little bit longer before that shore fishing will start picking up for anglers too.
Yeah, most definitely. What about some of the smaller lakes in the area? Any of them doing anything? Has there been any boat traffic?
A little bit of boat traffic on Horseshoe down there on the southern edge of my county. There's it's a good bass lake, but some guys do catch some nice bluegill out of there occasionally. Antelope has been seeing a little bit of pressure, but mainly guys are going out there targeting the big walleye and then northern pike as well. Reitz Lake still seeing on average 5 to 7 boats a day typically out there, doing a lot of catch and release. But as far as any other sloughs, it's just been kind of slow overall.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're seeing down here, too. You could go to Ponset, catch plenty of fish. A lot of them are going to have to go back in the lake. The 15-inch minimum, there's a few of them over that mark, but most of them are still under that. My beginning of the year projection was that a lot of those fish were going to be over 15 by September 1st. Looks like I'm going to be wrong on that, but hopefully maybe we'll set the date back to January 1st, and hopefully by then there'll be a lot more 15-inch fish in there. But a lot of people still think that they're going to get over that 15-inch mark, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And if those walleye do get over that 15-inch mark, that lake is going to be extremely busy.
Even though it seems like it's already still busy, I was down there Thursday night with Hunt Safe class, and there was actually about 15 to 20 boats at the boat ramp there just at the west side of the lake along the highway. So still people out there trying it. It was a gorgeous night, so they had no excuse not to be out trying it either.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of boats down there. Me and the CO intern out of the Webster office, we drove down to Ponset on Wednesday afternoon about 1:30, and there was probably 50 boats on the water down there. Middle of the week, midday, so a lot of boat traffic. I don't really know what to attribute all the boat traffic to. I think people are just kind of anxiously awaiting that perch bite. Everybody knows that it's probably going to pick up at some point this fall. It just has not quite yet, but I would say any second it's going to take off, and everybody down there, I think, just wants to be one of the first ones that get to be part of it.
That's right. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll be part of it.
There you go.
One way or another.
There you go. Get over into Clark County. Dry Lake number 2 and Indian Springs are pretty much the only two lakes that have had much for boat traffic on it. I guess one lake that has had traffic on it as well the last couple weeks is Reed Lake up by Crocker, and it's been pretty good, catching quite a few fish. Have to throw a lot of smaller fish back, which is just pretty typical for August, especially this August. So a lot of smaller fish, but if you sort through them, you should get some keepers, and the keepers are really nice, 16 to 20 inch fish. So good fish coming out of Reed. There's been plenty of days, especially on the weekends, where that little boat ramp is completely full, so a little bit of traffic there.
Absolutely. That is, like you said, it is a smaller boat ramp, so if you want to get a good parking spot there in the morning, you might have to be a little bit earlier than you typically do get to the lake, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah. And another area where it's kind of tough to get a good parking spot has been Indian Springs. There is a boat ramp on the north side of the lake now. It's a kind of a private boat ramp, but it's open to the public. And there was boats up and down the road there last week. I think there was a total of about 45 there in the morning. So good boat traffic there on Indian Springs still. Catching a pretty decent mixed bag of walleye, northern pike, and perch out there. Not a ton of limits, really, but everybody seems to be catching some fish and keeps them active anyway. And Dry Lake number 2 is pretty much the same story. Nice mixed bag of perch and walleye coming out of there. And again, not much in the realm of limits, but the fish you do catch seem to be pretty darn nice.
It's more of a quality over quantity right now. So it
definitely seems that way. Much different than the last few Augusts that I've been a part of. The last few Augusts have been almost chaotic with such good fishing, and this year it's a much slower paced, it seems like.
Yep, that's Mother Nature at work, right?
So we mentioned earlier in the show that we do have some hunting seasons coming up, and this week at the Watertown office, we got the new hunting handbook in.
As we did we in Webster. I was a little surprised. It almost seemed a little earlier than usual, but excited to have it on hand, and a lot of people have been in asking for it, along with our hunting atlases that we received a few weeks ago as well. So,
have you updated your GF&P app yet?
My GF&P app, I have not updated it, Bryce, so I'm a little bit behind there. How about you?
I tried to update it the other day. I'm not sure if the app update is available yet or not. That's why I was wondering if you did it, to see if the new handbook would upload in there. So I'm not sure if that's quite ready, but this time of year that usually the update comes out with the new hunting handbook in our Game Fish and Parks app. So you might want to make sure that if you do get a new update for the app, click on that so you have the new hunting handbook all right there at your fingertips. And if you do not have the Game Fish and Parks app, I highly recommend it. We've got it on all of our phones, and I would say that the feature I use the most is probably the map.
Exactly. I use the map with GPS all the time, even when I'm on the ice or in the boat. If I need coordinates for something, or if I'm out in the field and I need to put a waypoint down for marking something, or if I just simply want to know if I'm in a boundary of a public area that I can be on and where those boundaries are at, it works very good for that to get you close to where you need to be. You can't put all your eggs in one basket with those. You got to make sure that GPS and technology can screw up. So you still need to make sure you know exactly where you're at too.
Yep. I love that mapping feature, and I always try to promote it at our Hunt Safe classes and our bow hunter education classes, and make sure that everybody knows it's available out there. So if you don't have it yet, go to the app store and go to South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, and you should see our symbol on there that says Game Fish and Parks with the pheasant on it. It'll kind of be like a yellowish gold color. Click on that, and everything will be right there. Like I said, it has the hunting handbook, the fishing handbook all right in it, and then that map feature and a few other features in there, some wildlife identification and that kind of good stuff.
And if you also want to purchase your licenses, it has the link to purchase license on there as well, which will take you to our website, and you can buy your licenses online. So very simple, very easy to use, and try to make it as straightforward as possible.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot that feature was on there. It was probably about a year ago now when they started allowing licenses to be on smartphones, whether it be a picture or whatever. And I'll be honest, it really has not been very convenient for us since we've started. It's almost kind of misleading that when you get checked by us, you can log in and find your license at that time, and that's not really why that's there. It's there to already have it preloaded on these apps as a screenshot, as a picture, somewhere you know it's at, because contacts have really been dragging on with people needing to log in, I guess, on their username and password to get their licenses. And that's not technically having your license on you, having to log in. So make sure you have that screenshotted or a picture saved somewhere that you know where that's at if you want to carry a digital copy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bryce, on that. That is something to be said and needed to be said. Also, you know, one thing when I'm out checking anglers in the boat, a lot of guys are, you know, tossing me their phones with their license on it, and you know, I always warn them, you know, if this goes in the water, it's not on us. You got to make sure that you're careful when you're handing us phones and things like that. But I always encourage people, you can print off as many paper copies of those as you want. So go onto your account, print off 10, 15, whatever it is, stick a couple in the boat, stick a couple in your vehicle, stick a couple in the ice shack. And whether you have your phone or not, you'll always have a copy there. So it's simple and easy. And paper copy going in the water is a lot cheaper than a phone going in the water.
Yeah, we've been talking about that quite a bit lately. Is man, one of these days somebody's going to drop a phone in the water, and it'll be interesting to see if there's a stink raised about it or not. But somebody the other day dropped their own phone in a live well while I was checking them. So I never even got to touch it, so it wasn't my fault at all.
There you go.
But it is going to happen, and it's probably going to have to happen more and more as people start using those phones for licensing. But just make sure you got it screenshotted or something. And with this new app, that's going to be a thousand times faster. So get your licenses uploaded to that app. Let's see. We talked earlier about the hunting seasons coming up. So we've got dove season coming and goose season coming a couple days after that. I believe it's next Thursday. Is Thursday the 1st?
Yep, next Thursday is the 1st for opener of dove.
Awesome. Have you been seeing much for doves?
I've been seeing a little bit in my area up by Webster. Not going to lie, I'm kind of getting a little bit of itchy trigger finger too to go out and see if I can harvest a couple of them. But I fully expect to see people out hunting doves those first couple of days just prior to the opener of goose season.
Last time I was up at your house, I saw some doves right in your yard, so I think I might come up and sit in a lawn chair on your deck and shoot doves there.
Let's not tell everybody about that, Bryce.
But yeah, dove opener, usually when it's during the week, it's not near as busy as it is if it's on that Labor Day weekend, but nonetheless, we'll have some people out. There is some really good public land dove hunting opportunity out there. There is some different millet food plots and that kind of thing that we plant specifically for doves, and they get utilized pretty heavily the first couple weeks of the year. So if you don't have a good dove hunting spot, you can get on that app and see what we've got for some public land in the area and what we've got for food plots. And typically they produce pretty good the first few weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we've got goose season the 3rd, so a couple days after dove opener, we've got the goose opener. And I drove up to Webster yesterday and saw lots of wheat fields, and I think every wheat field I drove by had a few geese in it. So I anticipate a pretty darn busy goose opener.
Yep, I would agree with you. I think there's going to be, like I said, there's people out there ready to hunt. They're getting their decoys ready. They're getting their blinds ready, getting everything ready for that opener. So I fully expect to see a good number of people out hunting and taking advantage of the opener.
A lot of different opinions out there right now about what the harvest is going to be like since we don't have an August season anymore. A lot of people are really excited and think this is just going to be the greatest thing ever, and there's kind of some skeptics like me that can remember back to when we used to have an August or a September season with no August season, and a lot of those birds took a molt migration, and it seemed like one or two days after we started hunting that a lot of geese left. And that's kind of why we implemented that August season, was to get those birds before they went on a molt migration. So it'll be interesting to see what bird movement's like after the 1st of September, if there is any. Maybe we'll get new birds. Maybe we'll lose a bunch of birds, or maybe it won't make any difference. But always interesting as you move into a new hunting season to see what harvest is going to be like. A couple announcements before we leave here. Number one, Glacial Lake Sports Fest, Saturday, September 10th. I know we've talked about it a few times. We are taking registration up to 225 participants, and we are probably around half of that now. So we're a few weeks out yet, but looking to fill all 225 spots. So if you haven't got registered yet, swing into the Watertown office and get your kids signed up. It's free to girls and boys ages 8 to 14, and each participant can bring a backpack with some water in it, and lunch will be provided. So Grass Lake Conservation Club and the Dakota Sportsmen are going to provide lunch for us up there. And pre-registration is required, like I mentioned, and that needs to be done by 5 o'clock on September 6th. And then no late registration or on-site registration will be allowed. And once again, the registration forms are at the Watertown Game and Fish office at 400 West Kemp. And if you have any questions, you can give those girls a call at 882-5200. Any announcements up from the North Country?
Pretty quiet now. If we got anything coming up, I'll be sure to let you know, and you can put it on the radio for us.
Very good. Well, I hope everybody has a nice, cool weekend, and maybe those perch will start biting on Ponset by the time we're back next week.
Well, we'll find out.
Have a good weekend.